I believe Little Crow was a reluctant leader. I believe that in traditional Dakota society, if a person was elected or voted chief by the Soldiers Lodge, tradition said they had to take it. Chief Little Crow tried to talk them out of the war. One of the things that the government had done was take chiefs to Washington, D.C. to see how strong the government was, demonstrated their firepower at, I believe, at Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Maryland. And Little Crow tried to talk them out of it. And there is other evidence that the Indians didn't believe him. His people didn't believe these things that he had seen. And you might say that they wanted war that bad, that they were that angry, but they also didn't believe. I don't think they believed what he said. And they knew that there was a civil war going on. This was one of the primary causes of the Dakota War. When they saw whites coming down the trail, all the young men were gone. They didn't think that the government was strong enough to raise an army. And they thought they could sweep right into Minneapolis up the river. So I believe Little Crow was a reluctant leader. There was a letter from his daughter later on to one of the white historians that said that had her father not taken the appointment, they would have killed him.